November is National Family Caregivers Month. Caregivers do so much for others, and they deserve to prioritize their own well-being too. Our friends at Mental Health America believe together we can make taking care of loved ones a bit more manageable. Follow MHA, mentalhealthamerica.org, on all of their social media platforms, Facebook, X, Instagram, YouTube, and Indeed. This is Teachable Moments with April podcast, and you guessed it, I'm your host, April. If you're a returning listener and a part of the Teachable Moments with April podcast family, welcome back. For those who are checking me out for the first time, well, hello and welcome. To everyone listening, be encouraged and look for the teachable moments that are all around us. Enjoy. The following episode is pre-recorded. Good morning, Miss Mary. How are you?
I'm good, April. How about yourself?
I'm good. So what would you like to talk about this morning?
I would like to talk about my doctor visit on, I believe it was Thursday.
Okay.
It was a video visit.
Mm-hmm.
And I had the tendency to get pretty frustrated with my nurse practitioner, although they call her a doctor, but she is a nurse practitioner.
Mm-hmm.
And I got pretty upset. Well, we usually click pretty good talking because I know she ain't gonna get nothing done. But she was like on a rampage at my on the video, and I cut her off, and I got pretty loud. So I have to pray for forgiveness for doing such a thing. I know better, but I just couldn't take it anymore. I'm imperfect, and I only can go so far. Being that I'm a senior citizen, I am blessed by the best. I can move around, cook, clean. I can do the same things I've always done for myself. I might be at a slower pace now. I have to pace myself. I can't go a full 8 to 10 hour nonstop. I have to slow down a little bit and rest and then go back. But I was talked to as if she didn't hear me what I was saying, and I've been with Oak Street Health for 3 years. I have... They know and have seen me in person, although we had the last 3 or 4 times I had a video visit. But she still can see me and hear me talk and so forth. I don't believe she heard anything I said. And I have to repeat and repeat the same things over and over again. For example, at my age, when I turned age 60, I told every doctor, no more mammograms. At age 50, I said, no more colonoscopies. I got the feeling that over these last 3 years, I'm being pressured into, you're a bad patient if you don't do these things. I don't want them. I have a right not to do it. I know you're supposed to follow your doctor's instruction. And a simple thing is that being a diabetic, Dr. Mel Practice, he changed my metformin from once a day to twice a day. I had to get rid of him. I think he was trying to kill me because he was giving me all these high doses like Sylvestadan for my high cholesterol. He gave me the highest dose of it. Who starts a patient out with the highest dose? Lucky for me, Asa's a technician. She's a pharmacy tech. She looked it up and she said that it was not right. So I have to say my good health is due to my daughter being very religious about following through on things that she sees as not right for her mom. So I decided, since no one after the doctor gave it to malpractice gave me this, when I went to Oak Street Health, I told them what was happening. No one changed it. I have gone to get lab work done. No one said anything. My A1C looks almost perfect. And thanks to April, she got a little contraption that cuts my pills into half.
Yeah.
And that way, I take a half per day. So, Jabana yesterday became very infuriated when she asked me about my metformin. Well, he's the one that Dr. Saboni never did give me except once a day, and it worked well. I have to say, praise be to God, that my blood sugar stays within a range, although I can get kind of crazy sometimes. And that's due to imperfection. She seemed like she was highly upset when I told her that I wasn't taking the metformin at night. I just take the Sevastatin for my high cholesterol, which is supposed to be taken at night. So she seemed like she was upset that I was not taking it at night, taking it twice a day, rather. And she wanted to know who told me not to stop taking it. I'm not a child. I'm an adult.
All right, welcome back. We had to take a little break. Okay, so Miss Mary was talking about her thoughts about her telehealth visit yesterday with her primary physician care provider through Oak Street Health, and some of her other experiences and feelings with these previous visits as well as the one yesterday.
So she seemed like she was rather upset, repeating myself, that I decided that I know my body. I know when I eat, when I'm full. I know when I'm tired to rest. These things I know. They wanted to know, one young lady, I think her name was Myrna, she wanted to know, was I capable of taking care of all my money? Could I clean the house, or could I go to the store? Could I bend over? Could I walk a 1/4 of a mile? Well, I drive, so I wouldn't know how far I could walk. I probably, if someone was chasing me, I probably could run 10 miles to get to save my life. I don't know.
If your back's against the wall, so to speak.
A 1/4 of a mile.
I gotta say this,
if I look back and someone is chasing me, and 1/4 of a mile ain't nothing, I'm going to be inside my gate by the time they get there.
What is it, fight or flight? So
that's right. I take flight. Okay? I don't feel like fighting anyone, and I don't believe in violence. I don't believe in violence. So
fight them off.
I will fly. I will get out of flight. And plus, I don't know, these people seem like they're not on their medication or need medication. So, therefore... I ain't taking no chances. No one arguing anymore. They just shoot you or stab you, throw you against the sidewalk. I'm an old lady. But back to a serious thing.
No,
but
actually the truth.
I feel like I do not have a recourse with the doctor, because I don't think, well, she's actually a nurse practitioner, because I don't think I ever seen a doctor. I only seen nurse practitioners, but they say they're the doctors. And maybe my skepticism is from my friend. They were like on me one the test that I got, she said that I needed my eyes tested and so forth. And through Humana, they had sent me a card that I go and get my eyes tested or whatever need to be done with the dental so forth. So that I can use at my leisure, you know. So I don't have to go through the doctor if I don't want to. But I was with Oak Street Health, and I went in to the doctor, and I felt very comfortable with Walmart. They dilated my pupils and so forth, although I was a fool to get in the car in my SUV because I wanted to get home and work on my yard because it was the first of spring and it was a beautiful day. And the sun was out. So I was stupid enough to put some sunglasses now on my eyes.
Lord have mercy.
And then they gave me another thing to put over there. And then I drove home.
She drove.
Home.
With eyes dilated and eyes watering.
And I'm hitting the horn at people to tell them. Don't let me through here because I got to get to the house. And God was with me that day.
You sure was.
I made it home and I parked it and so forth. So my brain worked good. Mm-hmm. It's just that I have a tendency to do what I want to
do
when I want to do it. Okay. I felt like I was being judged by demographics. I was asked, was I Afro-American, which I feel that out when I first went there. I'm not a new patient. I went there in, I believe, November of 2019.
So this makes sense why that's always the they pick visits throughout or screenings, but they always pick this month for you to meet with them, whether it's virtually or in person. Makes sense. I didn't realize that.
It was November of 2019. I don't think that not one person in that place know me. No one ever thought to try to get to know me. When I go to the clinic, it's very depressing. There are people there with serious problems, can't get out of wheelchairs. The wheelchair's broke. They telling them they're going to get them another one. Me, I'm standing around looking and going from one place to the other. I am truly blessed. I have my bad days, and it's very hard for me because I'm very active. But I have my bad days, but basically, there are people that really, really need your help. And I'm not one of them. When I went in, I made it very clear. I need a place where I can get my medication filled. Because they're making it very difficult for you, for me. I do have musculoskeletal problems as well. So, she said she needs to check my bone structure. What do I do about pain for my arthritis? I had a pain medication they gave me, which I didn't take the whole one of those. I used to cut them in half and take one. So they took that away from me. And now I'm taking Tylenol. Well, she asked me, how's that working? Well, if it doesn't work and you will not give me anything for the pain, I just have to deal with the pain. Maybe there's something wrong with me. What do you do? Do you have anything that you could give me for the pain of my arthritis or my muscle skeletal problem? It's never anything to deal with the here and now and what is going on with me. My daughter is a herpetologist. She believes in herbs, vitamins. She's like her great-grandmother, and I have nothing against her, which was Native American. She works out things well. And her motto is, I'm trying to keep us alive.
Keep us alive. Keep us.
Okay. And she is doing a heck of a job. When I'm flat on my back and just lay there, she will find something that will get me up. My doctor doesn't get me up, or they don't call me, because they said when you call it on there, they said if you have any problem, go to the emergency room. Yeah. Therefore, I would like to know then, why am I supposed to come there if you tell me to go to the emergency room if I have a problem? Why am I coming in there? Why can't you just continue to give me my medication?
Right.
And if I have a problem, me or my daughter will contact you and ask you, where do I go from here or what should I do? There is never any answers to anything. No suggestion. My blood pressure has been raging for the last month, but it's been a very, very stressful time this last month. Well, starting in June, I would say it started with stress thing, and it's been like that from the flood to everything you can name could go wrong, did go wrong. But God seen me through that. But what I don't understand is you seem to want to get me to take all these tests. Tests for things that has not happened, and who says it's going to happen? I need you to work with what is going on with me now. What type of diet are you on? We have a diet sheet here for you. She wanted to know, was my citalopram working? Oh, it's okay. How would I know whether it's working or not? Do you get depressed? Who in this world you know don't get depressed? There were no answers. Well, do you go to so-and-so? Nothing of this thing. Do you get depressed? Yes, everyone gets depressed at some time. End of story. Goes back to taking these tests.
I'm sorry.
Wow. Why are you asking me these questions? Is it just something you have in front of you, have to ask these questions because of Medicare, and you really don't care? You're just asking because it's part of your job. I could talk all day about this, but right now, I'm sure April has some comments.
Of course, I always have questions.
Which is good.
Okay, so I don't want to be yet another person asking you questions.
Well, I'm doing a podcast. It's part
okay.
of asking questions.
Admission.
It's definitely okay. In line for asking questions here.
Right.
But they're just asking me off the top of your head about, did you fly over the moon today? No, I didn't.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
All right. So I'm going to try to be brief, but that may be because I have so many questions and I have some things to say. Okay. I understand, even though I've never worked in a hospital, I volunteered for a short period of time throughout, you know, whether it be in the pharmacy. I did that. I volunteered for a short period of time at a particular hospital, the same hospital actually way in the past, to gain experience working in a pharmacy, although it was a hospital setting, like I said. And then I also later down the line, because Miss Mary worked, her studies are extensive in the medical field, but primarily is medical records. So I volunteered for about a year, more like 2000 and I don't know what year, 7 or 8 or whatever, to that effect or whatever. Cause, and I don't know, I guess I was always interested in it, and my mother talking about it and coming across her, you know, books and studies and different things on coding and, you know, and so forth and so on. So anyway, I just wonder, I know there's certain things that you have to do. And I don't know a lot about Medicare. I actually don't know a lot about billing and the whole business end of it either. So I get that they have to ask certain things. They have to, you know, make sure certain screenings. It comes with the territory. Just like what Miss Mary was saying. Miss Mary worked in healthcare for a long time in one capacity or the other.
42 years.
So.
No, 20.
But I, from my perspective, with Oak Street Health and possibly other similar, if there are other similar, healthcare.
I don't think they're alone.
Okay. People who service people who are older or a certain demographic, like what Miss Mary was saying, at what point do you adjust the business model and customize and tailor the healthcare per individual. I know you're going toward a certain demographic, and Miss Mary, you let me know if this makes sense based on that individual's needs and their wants. Do you think that they should do that?
I totally agree. I think from the first time the patient comes in,
right,
something should be set up after they assessed of what the patient's needs are, mm-hmm, that it should be assessed by that.
Mm-hmm.
And not because you're from a certain demographic and mm-hmm you're a certain age and stuff,
mm-hmm,
because I forget things now. I'm not as sharp as I used to be. But I found it once I went into the clinic. Each time I went there, they gave me a dementia test.
Right.
Was there anything in my record to say that I was borderline dementia? Do you have a psychiatrist just out of the top, off the top of your head? No, do you? Maybe you could recommend one for me. And since you want to know about my mental capacity, do I come off as somebody that's needed a psychiatrist? I'm not saying anything wrong with seeing a psychologist,
no,
or a psychiatrist. But at least have some kind of flow in and say, from observing you,
mm-hmm,
and your demeanor or something that I did, have you ever considered seeing a psychiatrist, or do you see a psychiatrist? But with the patient there, you got him in this little corner and you just out of the top of your head said, do you see a psychiatrist? No. Do you? You were supposed to be doing my vitals.
Mm-hmm.
This is not the doctor. This is not a nurse. This is just a person pregnant. Like she finna drop him on. And she asked me, do I see a psychiatrist?
Was she drawing your blood or something?
No, that's the lab. She was just taking my weight,
mm-hmm,
doing my weight and blood pressure, I believe it was.
I think I remember you telling me about this, and we may have spoken about this before, and it to put it into context, as I think Miss Mary asked a question,
right,
about her health care and something that they said that they had discovered, but they hadn't told Miss Mary until that particular visit. And when she asked the individual in question, her response, and she seemed agitated, is
right,
that correct,
right,
annoyed, and asked my mother, Miss Mary, if she was seeing a psychiatrist.
Right.
And so Miss Mary responded and asked her, was she seeing one?
Right.
And it was not received well by this particular individual. And I found it to be very disconcerting that someone is asking, you've told them something that was pretty serious. I can't remember what it was. It had something to do with her possible Miss Mary has cardiovascular issues. It's muscular skeletal,
mm-hmm,
is that? And they had not let her know. They hadn't let her know until that moment. And it was pretty serious
It was, I was asking her about when she told me that I had an enlarged heart.
Oh, that's what it was.
It was that they had an enlarged heart.
Had said
which
anything.
I had never heard that I had an enlarged heart. Mm-hmm. I had the world's number one doctor, Dr. Sabodian.
Mm-hmm.
She never told me. She said I had cardiovascular disease, which I know. I live with it,
mm-hmm,
and so forth. But hers came from I had been tested.
Right.
At West Suburban Hospital, mm-hmm, and at Loyola,
mm-hmm,
that I had problem with that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm in the doctor's office, and I got that my life is not going to revolve around the doctor's office. She walks up in my face, that's right, and mm-hmm tells me, you have enlarged heart.
And then you simply just asked. You repeated, I have...
How did you know I have...
I do?
How did you know I have an enlarged heart? It's in your record. You have an enlarged heart.
Okay.
What record?
Okay.
And so, I kept asking questions about this enlarged heart, because right. enlarged heart is nothing to play with. That was about 3 years ago.
Okay.
And I came home. I was so depressed. I said, well, I just like to wait for the wagon to come get me.
Did she, to your to the best recollection that you have, so did she answer any of the questions after that statement was made?
She didn't even talk to me. After that, she left out of the room and left me for the doctor, for the nurse practitioner. She
so
never answered no questions.
You worked in a healthcare setting. Is this, how does this strike you as, because you're from both perspectives, as a patient, mm-hmm. and then you've been on the other side of it,
right.
of working in many capacities. I find that to be disturbing. What do you think? I find that, is that how we carry out? I don't get it.
In the capacity I worked in medical records most of it, because that's what I went to school for.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to preventive medicine and epidemiology, and mm-hmm. then from there, from occupational health.
Right.
Okay. And I would have lost my job
uh-huh.
that day
mm-hmm.
if I had responded to a person in that way.
Mm-hmm.
All they had to do was mention to my supervisor, another person that worked with me, and it would have been dealt with. I were in shock, and no one said anything else about my enlarged heart. Now, yesterday, the nurse practitioner that called me, Joanna,
mm-hmm.
she said that she wanted me to get an ultrasound of my heart.
Mm-hmm.
And I sprang out. So that was three years ago for the enlarged. They gave me about my enlarged heart. Okay. Now, you done waited 3 or 4 years, and you now tell me I need an ultrasound done.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't anyone follow up with me back then with this enlarged heart thing? Why? Why you wait 4 years and dug back in my records and start talking about me getting an ultrasound, and I flatly out refused? I am not getting an ultrasound done, because it seemed like you want to see something on paper,
mm-hmm.
but you really don't care about me, because if you felt I had an enlarged heart,
mm-hmm.
when did you get this information?
Mm-hmm.
Who gave me the test at your facility to see the cardiovascular now is turned into an enlarged heart? We need to get her tested now. 4 years later, you sitting here talking to me about this, and I became furious.
Daily fiber is so important, but traditional products, well, Restore Fiber is fiber made fun, supporting regularity with naturally sourced prebiotic fiber in a delicious, convenient gummy and 6 tasty fruit flavors. Fiber made fun, choose Restore Fiber. If you like this episode, tune in at 7 p.m. for part 2 of Our Voices interview with Miss Mary. You are just listening to Teachable Moments with April Podcast. I truly hope you enjoyed this episode. We invite you to stay connected with us on the other social media platforms of ours, which is TikTok, Pinterest, Instagram, Threads, and YouTube. Also, we'd like to invite you to check out our official podcast landing page on podpage.com/teachablemomentswithapril to see all our content in one place and leave personal messages, feedback, and more.